As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balance chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com. Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the prostate kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the prostate kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the prostate kit and empower yourself. Toll free, 866-229-3663. For international callers, 704-875-8010. That's toll free, 866-229-3663. Or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today, or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3!
Yeah.
Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day here at Herb Talk. It's all about empowerment. Thanks for joining us here on the American Voice Radio Network, WWCR, and other networks. We got a great show. Magical Engineer Frank, he's ready. I'm ready. First part of the show, we're going to be talking about science looking at roots. Why are they doing that? Well, we're going to find out what they have in store. And we have a quack report, but before we get into all that great stuff, big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. Hope you're hitting the knees and seeking Lord's face and minding the time, because it's growing short. Today's devotional puts us in Hebrews 11. It said, "But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him." So yeah, you have to be looking for the Lord Jesus Christ to come back, and he's coming back soon. So this invitation will expire any time. He can return at any time. So get to getting, as they say. Seek the Lord's face, mind the time. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. That's not the right quacker. Where's the right quacker, Frank? Okay, never mind. All right, we're going to go to the quack report. New York City is going to begin tracking food purchases to make sure residents don't consume too much meat. Oh, brother. This is Mayor Eric Adams, Democrat of New York. He plans to save the world from climate change this way, along with representatives from the Mayor's Office of Food Policy and the Mayor's Office of Climate and Environmental Justice. Mayor Adams has announced the launch of a new carbon footprint on household food consumption, tracking the aims to reduce carbon emissions by 33% by the year 2030. So in order to cut all these carbons, Adams and his allies here are imposing some new caps on meat. That is, they're going to limit the amount of meat the New Yorkers are allowed to purchase and consume at public institutions. Whether that'll go private, we'll see. Last but not least in the quack report, the CEO of a company funded by OpenAI says your AI or artificial intelligence robots are already working as security guards. Soon they'll be bartenders and nurses. Artificial intelligence is moving from the cloud to the computer screen and now into lifelike humanoid robots that are now being deployed in work human jobs. So Bernd Bornick, CEO and founder of 1X, which is an artificial intelligence company funded by Open Artificial AI, the maker of ChatGPT, they told the media that their companies have humanoid Eves, Adam and Eve, good Eve. It's a robot they've been working on as a security guard for two industrial sites since April this year. So $23.5 million investment. I can't even wrap my brain around that kind of money, Frank. Humanoid Eve robot already patrolling sites in Norway and Dallas. So if anything goes wrong, they say the human 1X workers can step into the android's body through a virtual reality setup and make it do something else on command. So they can override for now, I guess. 5 years from now, they say all robots will be filling labor shortage gaps. What do you think, Frank? Gonna have an android there in your command center flipping switches on the board? I doubt it. I hear you. And that wraps the quack report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to be talking about science. We're looking at roots. That's right. More research is being done on the healing properties of your plant roots. And one in particular caught the attention of the Medical University of Vienna, and they reported their findings in October 2020. Medicinal plants, they said, have always been important. Well, yeah, they are. They're important to, they've been always important to humanity. It's a mainstay for wellness. So there is really nothing science can do to duplicate the complex nature of herbs and spices that really keep us healthy. So, you know, God gets all the credit for that every day, all the time. Well, this research, what the scientists at the University of Vienna honed in on was a small protein molecule from beetroot. So the molecule peptide seems to block an enzyme that deals with messenger molecules within the body, thereby reducing inflammation. The research did get published in the October 2020 Journal of Natural Products. Here's a quote from the research. This is from Christian Gruber at MedUni Vienna's Institute of Pharmacology. They said this particular molecule has a stable structure for pharmacological properties. The beetroot peptide could be a good candidate for drug therapy to treat inflammatory diseases, end of quote. Well, let's look at the type of inflammatory diseases they're thinking about. The list of disease science wants to use maybe a beetroot drug on would be your neurodegenerative diseases like Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, Huntington's disease, and motor neuron diseases in MS. They also want to use it on autoimmune diseases, fatty liver disease, endometriosis, type 1 and 2 diabetes, irritable bowel syndrome, arthritis and rheumatoid arthritis, and obesity. So the beetroot peptides, or the Noctins is what they're calling them, help regulate inflammation in the body. Now, according to science, this makes beetroot a huge drug candidate. So, of course, you know, beetroot is available. It's organic. It's in organic form. It offers low risk of side effects and is very affordable right now. beetroot drugs, I don't think, will be affordable. Here's the extra bonus. The scientists also noted that the peptide molecule in your beetroot is a plant molecule that offers defense benefits against viruses and bacteria. It does this through an amino acid enzyme-rich peptide, and it protects even the natural plant as well from insects. So all that's built in. And, of course, they did check beet juice. The scientists also tested beetroot juice and found the peptides remain in the juice. So just think, some of the neurological diseases may be prevented by consuming daily beetroot. Yeah, however, science is really not ready to declare such things, as they want to make a pharmaceutical drug from it. So practicing disease prevention would ruin all their plans. All right, from nature to pharmacy, that's what we're seeing. So the research, like so many others, is, you know, taking the natural blueprint of the nutrition and altering them to make a drug candidate. Here's another quote from Christian Gruber. Says, we are searching through large databases containing genetic information of plants and animals, decoding new types of peptide molecules and studying their structure, aiming to test them pharmacologically on enzymes or cellular receptors. And we then model them for disease models. Goes on to say, we call this new class of drugs the G-protein-coupled receptors. So these drugs are chemically synthesized in the modified form and are in phase one of testing these drugs on MS patients right now. End of quote. Well, let's look at the side effects. There are side effects to your G-protein coupled receptor drugs that science is making. Here are some concerns, just a couple. Constipation and respiratory distress. So what's in beets? You know, lots of minerals, basically. I love beets for that mineral-rich balance. So the beet has a lot of nutritional elements, and according to nutritionalists, beets have beta-carotene to help stimulate your skin, to help defy aging. It is also believed that it also has a lot of silicon element to it in the beetroot, and that will strengthen the skin to resist wrinkles and prevent sagging skin, and promote healthy hair. Also, beets contain magnesium and sodium and potassium and vitamin C, all to advance our body's ability to detoxify itself and lower bad cholesterol and help prevent even cancer cells. So this is probably why the beauty industry does add a lot of beets to their skincare product line. So, and, you know, why not think about beets the next time, you know, you're worried about a fatty liver? So the benefits that we can glean from beets internally are that it will help us manage our weight, and beets even have been declared a slimming food. So beets have one of the highest sugar contents of any vegetable, which can be juiced, and it can add to other citrus and vegetable juices, and it sweetens it. However, beets are low in fat and calories and also low in carbohydrates to help stabilize blood sugar levels. According to nutritionalist Mark Klinick, beets contain a few important compounds called betaine and methionine, and these compounds support liver detoxification and prevent an accumulation of toxins and fats from forming in the liver and the rest of your body. So this is how beets help you with weight management issues. And what's even more impressive is that your nutrition in beets help prevent that tired and sluggish feeling, as well as providing a lot of vitamin B, folate, to help prevent mood swings. So if you have digestive problems, you also want to check out the soluble fiber in your beetroot to help preserve that good, healthy flora in the digestive tract and help prevent colon cancer and lower your bad LDL cholesterol level. Beets got it going on. But they do boost energy. There was a study for the UK which suggested that beetroot juice helps to boost metabolism and stamina. They did a study at the University of Exeter and Peninsula Medical School. And the beets, they said, help you exercise 16% longer, and it lowers your nitrate and reduces your oxygen uptake to make exercise less tiring. The research is expected to kind of change athletic training, especially also in the healthcare of the elderly. So there's this high potential that this research will also improve your health of those that are suffering from a lot of cardiovascular and respiratory diseases. And, of course, this was sourced out in the Medical News Today journal. Now, in the study, they had 8 men between the ages of 19 and 38. They were given 500 milligrams of organic beetroot juice every day for 6 consecutive days. And they were doing cycling, and they were going through a lot of exercise tests. And then they were tested after being given a placebo. So when the group that drank the beetroot juice, they were able to cycle an average of 11.25 minutes further, or 92 seconds longer than the people in the placebo group. So this is a 2% difference. And when you're taking a beetroot juice, the men had a lower resting blood pressure. So this all appeared in the Journal of Applied Physiology journal, and the study also follows a previous study that was done by Barts of London School of Medicine and also the Peninsula Medical School. They got published in the February 2008 American Heart Association Journal for Hypertension, where they were saying your beetroot juice reduced blood pressure, and also Germany, a lot of studies there, they provided a lot of beetroot studies. They were actually focusing on the beetroot extract to slow cancerous growths. They said the beetroot juice also taken daily could be a cancer preventative, and that was the journal article. They said the nutrition and a lot of antioxidants and flavonoids and ascorbic acid in your natural beetroot, along with natural iron, oxygenates the blood cells, and cancer doesn't like a lot of oxygen. It kills the cancer cell. I mean, okay. So, wow, now that, you know, dandelion root kills cancer cells too. I mean, put dandelion beetroot together and wow, right? Oh yeah, I'd be skipping that chemo and radiation and heartbeat taking that if I had cancer. Well, let's recap. Beetroot is packed with nutrition to help the body. It helps it detoxify, reduce inflammation, protects neurological functions, lowers blood pressure, balances blood sugar, helps with weight management, boosts your immune system function and your energy, protects liver, reduces signs of aging, improves your digestion, lowers your cancer risk, rebuilds the blood system, and helps red blood cells deliver more oxygen. Here is a quote from the National Library of Medicine Center for Biotechnology, November 2021. They said this, "In our review, we have illustrated the ability of the main active beetroot ingredient in antioxidant, anti-tumor, lowering blood pressure, blood lipids, blood glucose, improving exercise performance, and many other aspects," end of quote. So I highly doubt science is going to be able to provide a drug that can benefit the human body as well as organic beetroot, because there is life in these nutrients, and that feeds the human body, helps it balance, regenerate. So foods and spices and herbs, you know, our body is really fed by these types of nutritional elements. So spices and herbs are really your concentrated forms of nutrients and are regarded a therapeutic type of food. Now, science is making changes to creation in areas that I think put life at risk, such as your human DNA changes and your GMO foods. Be careful regarding these areas. So you might want to check out the apothecary resource if you are determined to learn how to use your medicinal herbs for wellness. Then you might want to call the folks at Apothecary Herbs and request their free product catalog. Excellent organic and professional strength herbal formulas there. Plus, they give you lots of information for the best use. So I look at it this way. If you have a nice wellness product and you don't have the information on how it would best serve you, it's like a kite with no wind. See? So information and high quality tool, herbal tools is, you know, those two together gotta go together. That's where you're gonna get success. So clear your calendar and spend some time with herbs and protect your health. Be empowered. The folks at Apothecary Herbs can be reached at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. International number is 828-469-5972, 828-469-5972. The website is thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. Mention free product catalog. You can get one on their website. You can check out for free with that. You'll also get an optional download link if you want to download the catalog, but you'll also get a hard copy mailed to you. Also, you want to save during their Memorial Day sale, 25% off on orders of $55 or more. You want to use their coupon for the event, FLAG23, FLAG23, but you want to hurry. The sale will end soon and restrictions apply. So if you've been like making your list, right, on what you need to get, well, sales are a good time to do that. Save money and get what you need. If you're on the website, you may also, if you're into learning, being empowered, check out their newsletters. They are absolutely free. There's two of them. You can go to the website, thepowerherbs.com, click on Books and Newsletters tab, and you can select the newsletter you want to sign up for. Description on what's in the newsletters there, a lot of wellness information, of course. The American Survival goes out on Tuesday, and the Health Quest newsletter goes out on Friday. So, but you have to have email to get these newsletters. They're only distributed by email. So, sign up as soon as you can and be empowered out there. If you miss any of our shows, they are also archived on that website, thepowerherbs.com. Just click on Herb Talk and you can listen anytime. We try to post shows within 7 days. So, if you don't see your favorite show up there, it will be there soon, thepowerherbs.com. Well, we are going to be talking about some other wonderful things in the next 30, 35 minutes. We're also going to be talking a little bit about the fatty liver since we were just talking about beetroot. People sometimes are shocked. I'm shocked, I'm telling you, when their doctor says you got a fatty liver. And people associate fatty livers with, alcohol consumption, alcohol abuse, sclerosis of the liver, because that's where it leads to. Fatty livers typically lead to scarring of the liver. So people are like, how did I get a fatty liver? I don't drink, right? So you don't have to be a drinker to get a fatty liver. And people are just like amazed when they get this kind of news and they don't know what to do about it. So some of us could have a fatty liver and not even know it, okay? There's 15 million Americans that are living lifestyles, and approximately 90 to 100% of them already have or soon will have fatty livers. So modern medicine has two categories for fatty liver, the non-alcohol type and the other category associated with obesity and alcohol consumption. And there really is a third category, which science ignores, and this is liver problems that are caused by prescription drug use. Yep. That's what it is. What did you say, Frank? Tylenol, yes. Well, prescription, well, over the counter. Yes, so people say, well, what is a fatty liver? Well, it's an accumulation of fat cells. And interestingly, medical science does not call a fatty liver with some fat cells a disease. People go, what? Well, because it is very likely that if there is no permanent damage, no scar tissue or cancer, the condition can be reversed with some inexpensive and simple methods. Also, science is really not precisely sure how the liver gets clogged with these cells, these fat cells. So it could be a digestive or metabolic problem as well as a diet. So you officially have, if you have a fatty liver, if the weight of the liver increases 5 to 10%, a healthy adult liver typically should weigh 3 pounds, and a fatty liver will weigh 4 to 5 pounds. So this is why medical examiners will weigh organs during an autopsy to help determine the cause of death. So if the liver gets fatty, it slows down its normal function, and inflammation can result, and you can get things like hepatitis. So if the condition is not reversed, fibrosis and cirrhosis or scar tissue can develop within 10 to 15 years. So it is estimated about 20 to 40% of individuals who are overweight or grossly overweight run the risk of this happening. And an indication of being overweight is with excess fat around the waist, or for women if your waist is 35 inches or greater, and for men if your waist is 40 inches or greater. Those would be kind of indicators. So, well, we got more on this topic, but we're going to take a little break. And we'll be right back with more.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadowsweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula, toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online thepowerherbs.com.
Herb Talk Live has your HMO, herb medicine options, coming up next.
As we age, there can be many reasons why we feel tired, have memory issues, gain weight, struggle with stress, or feel depressed. These symptoms can be indicators that the adrenal glands that sit on top of your kidneys need metabolic strengthening. There are herbs known to improve adrenal gland function, circulation, blood pressure, skin, muscle, and bone strength. Why suffer with weakness when you can use gland-strengthening medicinal herbs? Empower yourself with the organic balanced chemistry in the adrenal gland formula. You will remove the risk of megadoses and offer specific nutrition the body needs. Call Apothecary Herbs now for their adrenal gland formula, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. That's Apothecary Herbs, 866-229-3663. ThePowerHerbs.com. Because if you're serious about herbs, you need Apothecary Herbs.
I don't trust anyone wearing a mask. Robbers, cattle rustlers, or doctors. I listen to Herb Talk Live.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
All right, Frank, bouncy music. Thanks. All right, makes you wake up. Yeah, nobody's falling asleep here. All right, we're going to be talking about fatty livers a little bit. And let's look at some of the medical treatments. If you go to the medical doctor, they will want, you know, take some blood samples, check for elevated liver enzymes. If the enzymes are elevated, it's indication damage is being done to your liver. Then your doctor may want to sample of your liver tissue, get a biopsy to check it out. And if you object to, you know, cutting into your liver with a puncture, that's what a biopsy is. Then an ultrasound or CT scan may indicate that the liver is enlarged. For overweight individuals with a fatty liver, they treat the obesity and the diabetes to try to correct the problem. So look at some of the non-drinker liver problems. So if you do not drink alcohol and you have a fatty liver, you may have inherited a weak liver, or your lifestyle has contributed to cause obesity and maybe diabetes, and over time the liver will enlarge and the liver cells can be replaced with scar tissue. And this is what they call non-alcoholic steatohepatitis or cirrhosis. So it is very likely that the liver will fail or develop cancer if it's not corrected. According to the health experts, sick livers are on the rise, 20% increase in adults, causing 6 million Americans to seek treatment. And rates are going up in ethnic groups like Asian and Hispanic children, up by 3%. And somebody are saying, well, it must be the high fructose corn syrup the kids are consuming. And America, more than any more than half of the children, 53%, tend to be overweight in America, and fatty livers are right around the corner for a lot of them. Risks for the non-drinker liver profile. There are several factors that can contribute to this illness. As mentioned, heredity can be a part of it. The illness is, it also likes to rear its ugly head in middle-aged individuals. So the illness may pop up when you hit the middle age, especially if you're overweight or obese. So if you suffer from, let's say, high cholesterol or high triglycerides, your risk is going to be higher for developing a fatty liver. If you are pre-diabetic or diabetic, your risk increases as well. So if you have digestive diseases of the small intestine, like Crohn's disease, your risk is even greater. So if you have viral hepatitis or an autoimmune disease, well, this is going to put you in a high-risk category. People suffering from malnutrition or an overload of iron are also going to be at risk. So if you are suffering from things like tuberculosis, then you're really going to be at risk. What'd you say, Frank? People eat over-the-counter pain relievers like candy, too. Yeah. Right. It matters what we put in the body, and we assume things aren't going to be that bad, but over time you could get a cumulative effect, and yeah, it can be bad. Well, let's look at the liver problems if we're a drinker of alcohol. This is the other category for major fatty liver disease. According to medical science, if you consume a fair amount of alcohol on a regular basis. So we're talking about drinking two or more, glasses of alcoholic beverages a day, and perhaps maybe even binge, two or more days a week. So if you are a moderate drinker for, let's say, 10 or 15 years, your liver will still have problems. So if you are, a heavy drinker for a short period of time, your liver is going to have problems. So alcohol is just not something the liver seems to like. It's trying to filter out those impurities and toxins to protect you, and you know, it wears out the liver. Some of the drug culprits, Frank was mentioning, you know, medications. Here are some of the prescriptions. These drugs can make your liver ill and cause it to become fatty. If you take aspirin therapy, if you're on aminodrone, which is a drug for heart arrhythmias. If you're on calcium channel blockers, such as diltiazem, anti-inflammatory drugs like your glucocorticoids, cortisone, prednisone, corticosteroids, that kind of thing. Cancer meds, estrogen medications, epileptic drugs like valproic acid, tetracycline is on the list, and carbon tetrachloride, which is a cleaning agent and a refrigerant that can absorb in through your skin or you breathe it in. So if you're working on anything that needs refrigerant, maybe an issue. Some of the other drug combos people miss is if you're mixing a bunch of prescription drugs that are very dangerous, doctors and pharmacists really don't know will happen after your first prescription because it causes so many chemical changes metabolically, they're just guessing. So every time you add a drug to your drug regimen therapy, it can play a little bit of Russian roulette metabolically with you. So you risk, you know, hurting your liver when you take many prescriptions, because what your liver is supposed to do is detoxify any pharmaceutical residues from the drug out of the blood system, and it has to produce an enzyme called P450 to do that. And if you're taking, let's say, most people in their middle age are on four meds, so that's 1.3 million metabolic changes chemically from drugs, so your liver's pretty busy. Maybe too busy to do anything else. And it has a lot of jobs to do. It's supposed to also help manage hormones and blood sugars. So it's got a lot of things it should be doing. And if you're overloading it with drug therapies, you could have a problem. Let me be more specific. A deadly liver combo that you should avoid is ramipril, which is an antibiotic, and an HIV medication. So you want to be careful what you're mixing. What'd you say, Frank? Didn't that used to be the pharmacist's job to check drug interactions? Oh, yeah. It's your doctor's job, too. Uh-huh. Patients are having to be the third party backup to do it. Uh-huh. So you can always type in your medications and then ask drug interactions for, and then type in your drug medicines, and your search engine should give you a clue. See. Also, you can get, if you don't do internet, get a physician's desk reference. They sell them at the bookstores. Also, libraries sell used ones, so you can pick one up for a lot less money. So that'll help you figure that out, too. Also, here's some liver symptoms. So if your liver, the symptoms, if your liver decides, you know, to let you know there's a problem, you may experience a few symptoms like a dull or nagging pain in your abdomen, or weakness or nausea, bloating and flatulence, lots of gas, high cholesterol and blood pressure, weight gain, yellowing pigment of the skin or your eyes, and a lot of the symptoms develop slowly, and over time, people tend to ignore them. They're kind of subtle. They don't notice them so much sometimes. And the other thing is itching. If you got a lot of itching of the abdomen, that can be a sign your liver's in distress. Well, according to health authorities, let's go to Canada here, about 50% of Canadians are overweight and 75% have fatty livers. They got to make some lifestyle changes. Canada is working with that. Therefore, fatty livers are up 23% now in Canada, correlates with obesity rates, they're saying. Nursing homes are also weighing in. There seems to be several ways to make a liver pretty fatty, they say. We mentioned your malnutrition area, and a lot of elderly tend to not eat so well. And so on the flip side of this, the elderly in nursing homes may be given perinatal nutrition or intravenous foods. Long-term use is not really recommended for this because it can produce a fatty liver. Let's look overall here. If your liver is fatty, it's inflamed, it's vulnerable to disease, and currently there are really no drugs for fatty liver, but that doesn't mean there won't be. So the effective method for helping a fatty liver is through a permanent diet change and regular exercise. So your liver is an important organ, and you should take care of it. One of my favorite herbs to use for liver regeneration is milk thistle. Sometimes I'll pair it with some ginseng to magnify the power. You could also, you know, kind of look out for yourself on the cancer side of things with your beetroot and your dandelion. So your liver has responsible for lots of things. It has to filter your blood, remove toxic substances. It needs to store vitamins. It needs to synthesize cholesterol. It needs to be metabolized and store sugar. It has to assemble amino acids into proteins. It also is supposed to control blood fluidity and regulate blood clotting. Also is removing excess protein through the kidneys and also burning fat and mixing bile for the digestive system to metabolize fat. So your liver has a lot of jobs to do. And if it gets sick, it's going to drop something or more than one thing. So when the liver is healthy, it's not hard for you to lose weight. If the liver is fatty, the process is reversed and the liver stores the fat and you gain weight. So then the other symptoms will follow, like high cholesterol, high blood pressure, obesity, diabetes, hepatitis, and cirrhosis are just, you know, a few stones throw away after that. Other complications could arise, such as an inflamed gallbladder or appendicitis or pancreatitis. So if you're an alcoholic, you can count on these complications. So the likelihood of surgery and a high death rate from surgery are associated with that. So we really need to take responsibility and not lean on the white coats so much, because they just have drug therapy and surgery. They don't know how to regenerate anything. But you do. You have that power. You have that through the power of lifestyle changes and using medicinal herbs. So the liver is one of the fastest regenerating organs if you treat it right. Okay. So you can reverse a fatty liver with discipline and control. So there is really no quick fix here. And you will need to avoid all the alcohol and the sugar. And you got to switch to this healthy eating, more fiber, fruits and vegetables, clean meats if you're eating any meats, along with regular exercise, lots of water, maybe some herbal teas, you know, try to watch the caffeine. So you can layer in some liver cleansing herbs as well. I love the milk thistle. I like the barberry bark. It helps with the gallbladder. And the liver and the gallbladder kind of work together in tandem, so it's a good idea to work there. And there's some healthy things you can do. Now, if the gallbladder has stones, then it's quite possible you may be able to do a gallbladder flush. A good idea is to get a sonogram, an ultrasound of the gallbladder to see if the stones are small enough to flush out. So, you know, you can flush a stone as large as a garbanzo bean or a chickpea. And there's ways to do that. So, because people that have fatty livers, they're really low on energy. They really don't exercise right now because it's too much of a challenge for them. So let the new diet kick in. Get your energy going again. I love to use some ginseng. Now, of course, if you have weak cardio, ginseng may be a challenge. You may not want to use it because it is a bit of a cardio stimulant. But ginseng tends to give you a little zip if you're trying to get off caffeine. I like to lean on ginseng to do that so I don't miss the caffeine. And you just don't feel like you're dragging, you know. What'd you say, Frank? Oh, Frank's weighing in. What? Unrelated question, he says. If you have time, people getting older or folks losing weight, their skin gets loose. How does one naturally tighten the skin? Well, we were just talking about beetroot with all the minerals in it. The other thing is plant-based calcium. Those are the things I would be leaning on. You know, watch the things that dry skin. I find orange juice very drying to skin. So watch your orange juice. Watch your caffeines. Caffeines, you know, tend to stress the system a bit. So, you know, think basic, right? And go there. And watch things improve. Because if you take all the fluids away, Frank, we're just a pile of minerals. We have to replenish those minerals, and we're not getting them in conventionally grown stuff. We have to go organic, and we have to use our medicinal plants to get more concentration. So give the folks at Apothecary Herbs, if you're interested on, you know, liver, improving liver, they have some nice things there for the liver. They've got a beautiful liver detox tea. So spicy with cinnamon. It doesn't need anything at all. You don't have to add anything to it. It's so yummy. Try that. They have the milk thistle. They have a lot of the organ cleanses there. You'll get educated on the proper way to do cleanses and the proper order to do them for your success, because you want to work with the body in cleansing toxins out of the system so you don't have the risk of reabsorbing them. So they are the experts in organ cleansing, so give them a call. Their number is toll-free at 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. Or you can visit them at thepowerherbs.com. And if you get their catalog, they'll have table contents, and you can flip to the organ cleansing section and find out what you can do there. Call them if you have questions. And best time to call them is 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern time. Okay. Yeah, so give them a call. All right, we got a few minutes here. And I think since we're going to talk about, we were talking about monkeypox the other day, smallpox, monkeypox. So I thought we'd kind of touch on this little thing about smallpox, horsepox, Pandora's box. Science is kind of opening that box. Now, in 2017, scientists in Alberta, Canada, they had this report in the Journal of Science. They said that they can recreate deadly pathogens in their lab. So the report stated that researchers ordered DNA fragments of smallpox viruses from a company that supplies made-to-order pathogens. And they created what is considered a non-life-threatening horsepox virus. So there are mail-order pathogens out there. And you can order something for as little as $100,000. They could create the next deadly pandemic if they want to. Here is a quote from St. Louis University scientists. They say, through smallpox, though smallpox was declared officially eradicated in 1979, the routine vaccinations against smallpox ended in the United States in 1972, and many experts fear the classified samples of the virus have survived, making it a major bioterrorism concern. End quote. So why? Yeah, why are they doing this? It's a really good question. Why do scientists want to resurrect any part of a deadly smallpox virus? Well, the research team at the University of Alberta, Canada, stated that their research could one day influence the development of better vaccines, including smallpox vaccine. So as the scientific accolades, these scientists are after those accolades. Other than that, I don't think that, you know, prestige and money. Scientists working with your deadly pathogens like smallpox are required to be vaccinated with the virus. According to the CDC, the smallpox vaccine can produce serious life-threatening side effects. So what are the side effects, and why are these scientists still motivated to do this? Well, injection site pain and soreness, of course, swollen, painful glands in your armpit, fever, insomnia, toxic allergic rashes, very contagious, by the way. Virus spreads through the blood and breaks out in other areas on the body. Life-threatening case of eczema frequently leads to death. And encephalitis, swelling of your brain, your noodle. Golly, that's the shot. So I guess the scientists are working on these pathogens, but they're required to take a risky pathogen themselves. However, what makes them think they would be able to improve it? I think you just should avoid it. So they want to make new smallpox vaccines. They want to make this. They want to make that. Another quote from, this is David Evans, University of Alberta, Canada. He says, the world just needs to accept the fact that we can do this. And now we have to figure out what is the best strategy for dealing with it. We're going to do it no matter what you say, is the attitude. It's toxic. It's life-threatening. But hey, we're scientists. We should be able to handle this new problem. Let's see. Evans goes on to say, given the advent of synthetic biology, it is no longer possible for society to entirely rid itself of the threat of smallpox or other dangerous pathogens. Wow. Pandora's box. Dr. Philip McGraw says, men do what they do, even when they shouldn't, simply because they can. End of quote. So, you can get all kinds of side effects from taking vaccines, as you well know. Scientists have been actually studying smallpox viruses and vaccines for decades. In 2009, immunology scientists at Lowinda Institute for Allergy and Immunology found that the smallpox vaccine contained a flaw that would give millions of people a deadly form of eczema or dermatitis. And an estimated 17% of the children in the United States suffer from eczema. And scientists estimate that a smallpox vaccine offers a 10% risk that it would kill them. Wow. That was a chief urologist, Raphael Gahan, of the National Institute for Health. He also says people with active atopic dermatitis or eczema, or who have outgrown atopic dermatitis, and the people they currently live with cannot receive a smallpox vaccine because they'd be contagious and increase the risk to their family member of developing a deadly form of eczema. There is a significant portion of the United States population that this is not an eligible thing for them to receive a smallpox vaccine. Should not get it. What do you think, Frank? Do you think the health authorities are going to let those people know? Dan Rather of CBS News in 2002, he reported this. Scientists say it's the most dangerous vaccine known to man. The vaccine has a dark side. So this is the smallpox vaccine. And people aren't, they're not using it anymore, and this isn't one of the reasons. And I just think people need to do their homework on vaccines before they actually let themselves get jabbed with it. So there's a history of skin dermatitis problems with the smallpox vaccine. Here is people that are on should not get lists for smallpox vaccine are infants, pregnant women, HIV patients, transplant patients, cancer patients, or those who recently were tested for cancer, and those with autoimmune diseases or weak immune systems should not get a smallpox vaccine ever. This is Thomas Friedman, New York Health Commissioner. He said, yes, we admit that some people may die from the smallpox vaccine, but according to medicine, a few hundred people to save millions is worth it. Well, unless it's you, Tom. Well, I'm not in agreement with that. So, and they have a military version of this stuff, which is really bad. And also, they're also saying it's thought that eczema is linked to an overactive response by the body's immune system. Yeah, I think it's usually an allergy to a food source. Milk is on the high list. So people need to really think through before they allow anything to be injected into them. I don't care. It's an artificial infection. I'm not going there. Immune system, I already know what the immune system, I've talked to virologists, talked to Dr. Anthony Norris, chief virologist of the FDA in the 70s. I already know vaccines don't create an antibody response. Science knows this, and we've all been lied to. So it's for other purposes. What'd you say, Frank? Sounds like Tom likes to play God. Yeah, I think a lot of them have that kind of, problem. Well, we're out of time. Don't forget, give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. They have a free catalog, and they're having the Memorial Day sale, so you save 25% on your immune-boosting, organ cleanses, and metabolic strengthening formulas. Give them a call at 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or thepowerherbs.com. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, I wish you all to be well.